Do you love the Tabernacle Choir? This year, the choir's music is everywhere you are. Listen to your favorite choir songs and music and the spoken word anytime you want on Alexa by simply enabling the skill.
Alexa, play the Tabernacle Choir.
Now playing the Tabernacle Choir.
You can also download the Tabernacle Choir app, subscribe to the choir on YouTube, listen on Spotify, and have access to all their wonderful music. Happy listening.
Amanda Dixon is the longtime host of Utah's Morning News. You can hear more of her each weekday morning between 5 and 9 here on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back to A Woman's View here on KSL News Radio. It's such a pleasure this week to have these three wonderful women. Danielle Vasquez is with me, Executive Director of the National Center on Shaken Baby Syndrome. Former Utah State Senator and Representative Patrice Arendt is here. And Natalie Gochner joins me, Associate Dean in the David Eccles School of Business and Director of the Kempsey Gardner Policy Institute at the U. May I ask you about this? I just found this fascinating, this case of the FBI informant. His name is Alexander Smirnov, although I spoke with a terrorism expert this week who said that's probably not his name. But that's the name they're calling him, Alexander Smirnov, who has been or was an informant for the FBI for like a decade. And he was telling the FBI information he got from Russian contacts. In fact, that's the reason he was an informant, because he had Russian contacts. And he started saying that Hunter Biden and the president were taking bribes from Ukrainian officials. At some point, the FBI figured out we have nothing to back this up. This is probably bogus, and did not act on it. But then it was leaked to Congress, and they took that ball and ran with it, is how this former FBI agent explained it to me. And so now we have what? An impeachment inquiry that's based on evidence from an informant who is getting his information from a Russian operative. Patrice, when you read that, what did you think?
I was just appalled that Congress didn't, with all that's gone on and all of the attempts from the Russian government to try and influence our election, that they didn't try and get this verified. They didn't try and find out more information. You know, it's clearly done to interfere with our elections and to get one person elected. And now that they are continuing with this is really amazing to me, because there's the centerpiece of their investigation. There are so many more important things that Congress needs to be focusing on right now. So why aren't they working on immigration issues or on the continuing resolution that's going to expire, or health care, or funding for the Ukraine or Israel? Why? There's so many important things to be working on now, but instead they're still pursuing this, which is just unbelievable to me, because this has been going on for years. This is not the first time this has happened.
When we reported on this on KSL this week, Patrice, I got a couple of texts from listeners that said something like this. Why do you trust the FBI, Amanda? I don't even know how to respond to that. How would you have responded to that?
When someone asks that question, I'm not even sure what to say. This is an agency that we've put our trust in for many years. There have been problems. We can't deny that. But they are the ones that we have decided in our government have this role. And there is no one else looking into this. And, you know, I'm not sure exactly how to answer that question.
The only thing I wanted to reply to them, Danielle, was I wanted to say I've known several FBI agents over my career, and they have, to a person, been the hardest working people I've ever known in my life. I thought I was hardworking until I saw these FBI agents. And I thought, holy cow, that's public service. You're willing to work that hard for their salaries. But I interject. What did you think, Danielle, when you saw this story?
It's sad because several of the Republicans that are going for this impeachment process have even admitted that they know this isn't going to go anywhere now. Yet they're still going through with the process. And that's even more frustrating, as Patrice mentioned, we have a lot of other things we should be focusing on right now. And so it's just taking the time. It's distracting everyone. I mean, this is what that really is a distraction, right, of what's going on in the world. And it kind of puts a question to the role and the value we put into these FBI informants with the salaries that they're earning. You know, is that incentive for them to give false information? I don't know. I don't know enough about that. But it just raises a lot of questions that you can have one statement have such a huge impact that ripples on for years and years and years.
Yeah. Fascinating. What do you think, Natalie?
I'll be really brief. I think that Congress should get out of the impeachment business and get into the governing business.
Yeah, this is not a good trend, is it, Natalie? That I saw what it's Senator not. Romney was talking about when he was here at Utah Capitol on Utah's Capitol Hill last week, I think, when he was showing about how little legislation is being proposed, debated, and passed in Congress because we are so fixated on these hyper-partisan actions.
What gives? And you know, when you've got immigration border issues, when you've got a national debt challenge, when you have, you know, energy problems, and I'll even throw inflation and my area of expertise, the economy, in, you know, it takes smart fiscal policy and leadership to keep an economy well directed. And how about the term the world's on fire?
Yeah.
You know, I believe that. And I'm not content with what's happening in Ukraine. I'm not pleased with, you know, some of the things happening in Gaza and so on. And let's go to that marketplace of ideas and argue about those things. Let's quit impeaching cabinet members who are you have a disagreement in policy with.
Yeah. It feels like my children are fighting and I just want them to stop fighting and get their homework done.
Yeah. You know, it's a sad thing about our country because sometimes you feel like you're watching a car accident in slow motion, you know, and it's my patriotism has ticked up a big, big notch in the last year because I'm so concerned.
I am so sad to see how it's gotten so partisan and so bitter, and not just on the congressional level. It's, you know, coming down into the state level in a way I haven't seen it before. And it really makes me sad because there are so many really important issues that people care about that need to be discussed, that need to be resolved, that we need to be able to work together on. And I don't see that happening as regularly as that used to be. People used to be able to get together and compromise. And now it's like compromise is considered a bad word.
Yeah. So I've heard it said, Patrice, that we get the elected officials we deserve. And I don't know what to make of that in this context, because I think we deserve better. But we elected them, so maybe that phrase is true. What do you make of that?
I do think we deserve better. And I look at how the direction we're going, it scares me. It's just, I mean, we all kind of can say where we think it started, but I sometimes wonder how much people watch and pay attention to what's going on. I mean, I think that's important, but I think so many people now have just kind of had it, and they throw their hands up and they say, I don't even want to deal with it. They've kind of had it.
Yeah, especially if it's a Biden-Trump rematch. Let me take another quick break. Back in a moment. This is A Woman's View on KSL News Radio.